Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your Psychic Love Doctor for the very next hour. I'm welcoming those who are joining us through Blog Talk Radio. We generally do a show maybe four nights a week, four times.
It's, unpredictable. Yeah.
And also a big welcome to our Facebook watchers who are joining us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page.
Yeah, we have a few. We have,
our
friend there is actually currently in the UAE right now.
Oh, all right. United Arab Emirates.
And here comes the crap.
Don't engage with these scammers.
Yeah, somebody tells you to inbox me and says, I have people connected with you. You must contact me for a reading. That's computer bot scams.
I have jousted with one of them.
And I quickly disperse them.
And they seem pretty real to me. But I have warned them they will be turned in. They're just trying to scam money out of you. So I suggest that you do not. Now, to get us started, those of you who are brand new with the show, I would like you to be aware that I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards. Those of you on Facebook Live, you can see the deck I'm holding. Now, these are just ordinary cards. I could start dealing poker with them. That's how ordinary they are. This is the focal point my grandmother taught me on how to perceive the future from them. And the method is called, as you heard in the introduction, it's called personal prophecy. Also, I'd like to mention that nothing you get in your reading is ever set in stone. These readings are, they're very much focused on your true potential in life. You can choose or refuse a lot of what you find in your reading. And that's one of the amazing, most dynamic aspects to this method, is that when we see, say you have a relationship that's sinking, or let's say you are stuck in a dead-end job and you'd really like to flourish in a career rather than just a J-O-B, or you have issues with, friends, neighbors, coworkers, big one, the chain of command where you work. We can actually learn what makes others tick. And if your pets are having any issues, we can look at that too.
They're just no gambling stuff.
I tried many years ago to see what my average would be. And frankly, I don't think 65% is enough to be, playing.
She was really good at it. A, she'd be rich. And B, probably somebody in the organized crime world would try to kidnap her and make her work for them, do cards for them.
And thank you very much. I really don't think I would look very good in the mafia.
Right. Well, no, you wouldn't be part of the mafia. You'd be working for them or death.
Right.
Doing cards.
That's right. They make an offer. You can't.
Yeah, they'd say, they'll treat you nice and stuff, but you got to do cards and better not do bad on those bets. You better not be wrong too many times.
I have enough stress in my life as it is.
So it's a good thing you can't do well.
Yeah, I don't need that.
It's all just as well, good and everything else. Oh, I got to.
So Jim is going to take over now and give you the particulars on how to communicate with them.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Just making sure I don't lose count. That number to call in, 515 602-9676. That's the number to call in to be on Blog Talk Radio, or you Skype in, and we have both.
And you can talk about this.
Well, there are several. Well, real,
Yeah. Okay, you do your thing.
Come on there.
Yep,
stay
do
your
thing.
Stay in your lane, Ms. Deborah. Okay. That's the number you call in or Skype in, and there's several of you on hold, and we see you, so don't worry. You're not going to be lost in the fog or anything. We have you on a list. I'm keeping track because it doesn't do a good job, Lock Talk, on who was first. And we'll get to you, so do not fret. Do not worry. For those that can't call in, we will try to work in international callers when we can, but that's through Facebook Messenger, and it'll be you will Messenger Deborah Lee, and you have to be friends with her already. And only when we tell you to Messenger us now, because otherwise it doesn't have a nice little cool hold system, so we'll just have to hang up on you if we're not ready for you. Okay? And last but not least,
and
if
this,
everything... Well,
I was going to show... This is Facebook Messenger portal. And this is what you would come through on. Now, you can just make an audio call, or you can also do video. But we find, explain how the call is better if it's audio.
It can be. If you've got any kind of bandwidth data transfer issues, not just you or us or somewhere in the middle, video, because it's such a large amount of data being transferred, it can be a problem. Not always.
And we keep it pointed toward us, so you don't have to worry about others seeing you in your nighty-night.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know. So I think, let's see, what else? Protocols, please, when we're actually communicating live, please don't be on speakerphone. I know there's laws and safety and stuff. You might have to be. We can't guarantee it's going to work out. Bluetooth, same thing. By the time it comes on our end, sometimes it's not cool. We can't understand you. Stay stationary. Don't be jogging or anything, running around your house, vacuuming, background noises. Make it a good environment. Otherwise, we can't do your reading. We can't. In us, but we want to. So that's
right.
And there's the rules. And we want to remind everybody the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. All right.
Yes, the inner gods are a little bit hinky about us dispensing information that others might take as, you know, gospel truth.
Yeah, we don't want people getting crazy.
We have to be very careful when we are talking about legal issues or medical issues.
Yeah, we're not experts on those types of things where you actually need real licenses. All right.
But we can discuss like a workaround.
Sure, it's not like they're off limits. It's just going to disclaimer goes with it when you talk about those things. Okay, let's get this show rocking. We got quite a few people on hold, and we're going to get the show on the road. Area code 216, Ohio, 216.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your first name,
Good
please?
Evening.
Hello.
My name is Sharon. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Sharon. You called us last night, right?
I believe it was last night.
I did. I know. I wanted to ask a totally different question than I've ever asked.
Cool. We like it. Let hit us with it.
I like to listen to. Thank you. I want you to pick up on my dog, if you pick up anything on her.
Well,
please,
tell me what's going on with your dog.
Well, nothing bad. I know she's happy here. She's a rescue, of course. I fostered her first. A lot of times when she sleeps, she'll shake and she'll cry. And she's been having a little bit of issues with her stomach a little bit. And I'm feeding her really good food. She's not young. She's 10. She just turned 10 this month. Pick up anything on her?
All right, give me a moment.
She's a wonderful dog.
I'm going to lay the cards out for you. Jim will chat with you so we aren't just sitting here with dead air.
Yeah, and we've had dogs ever since we can remember as people. So we're dog people.
Oh, I love dogs.
And they're also
different.
I fostered
them during COVID.
It's
awesome.
Bless you.
That's great of you.
Yeah, bless your heart.
And they're also different. I've had dogs that have iron stomachs.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you feed them.
I know that. This dog does not.
Yeah.
She's a
very sensitive
little dog.
I've had a dog, Abby.
What?
Yeah.
I could keep the brand the same and just change the flavor and there'd be diarrhea all over when I come home from work. So she was like, she was on this one.
That's
food.
A good point. That's
yeah,
a good point.
That's weird. And we got another. We've had dogs where we've switched them to senior formula. We have one on it right now.
Oh, these dogs are pumped.
But you know,
she's
a dog expert too. Yeah. But let's see what the cards say because that's what she's here for. Not Jim Shade.
Your dog has a lot to say.
She's sleeping on my legs right now. Oh, she's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. Especially rescue dogs. They kind of appreciate things a little bit more than the average dog.
Oh, they do.
I appreciate her. But go on, sorry.
When I read stories of, like, a neglect and abuse, I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is the word dog spelled backwards is God. And that always just kind of really gets me where I live in my heart, that these are special little angels. That,
they're children.
Yeah.
And that never actually grow up.
What is your dog's name, hon?
Olive.
Olive. All right.
Well, Olive.
Olive oil. Popeye's girlfriend.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a pit bull Labrador mix. She's black.
Wow.
Well, she's brown. She's brown.
Oh, she's got some lab in her.
She
so
knows
she...
I'm talking about her, too. She's looking at me right now. She knows I'm talking about her.
Okay, well, great. What do you got,
yes. Oh, my God.
Look at her stare at me. She's staring at me.
Rebel
she knows man. I'm talking about her.
Yeah, oh, how sweet. And you never know. She might be so intuitive. She hears me. I'm about to discuss her situation.
True that.
I love her.
Olive trembles in her sleep and cries because this is sad. She has nightmares about being where she came from.
The past.
And being abused.
Like
neglected.
Like people do.
And people that brought her might have seemed like the nicest people. But I'm telling you, this dog was traumatized.
I got her when she was a skeleton. She was a skeleton when I got her.
Oh, then there you
they
go.
Took her out of the home. It was an investigation. You're actually going, I just want to hear you first. Then I'll give you my, she's fine now, but she has PTSD, I bet. But go on, I'm sorry.
I believe you.
Yeah, dog version.
And when she sleeps, she's going to have these dreams. The only thing to do is comfort her. She says right here, her spirit is saying, I need mommy to comfort me. Okay, so... And also now about her stomach issues, this is a form of gastric stress.
Hmm.
And it's not from the dog food. It's from all the trauma that she's got a nervous system.
So her nerves have her extra sensitive.
Absolutely, no.
She was anemic, but she's fine now. I took her to the vet. She's fine. I know. It's just every once in a while. And I know I go to work 2 days a week. I go into the office. I know she has a little bit. She keeps everything inside. Separation anxiety a little bit. She won't show it, but I come home at lunch and I leave her two treats and I feed her. I fill her water bottle up. Then I go back to work. She knows I'm coming back. I know she does.
Do you leave Jim has always left either the radio on or a television on?
Yeah.
Okay,
light
so
music.
Yeah, I would put classical music station
those
on.
Those dogs were highbrow classical lovers at his house.
So what,
they,
sorry,
they told me they favored
what else you pick it up on her?
Did she ever have any babies? And you may not know.
I don't know. She would. You could see in her, the little nipples, but
yeah,
I don't think so. She may have been spayed first. I don't know. I know she had two homes. She went to, and they both returned them. One of them, the day she was returned, was fleas, and then someone else, and she was a mess. Kennel cough. The second people that adopted her just totally neglected her to skin and bones. But
yeah,
they returned them, and then they took them away from the home. But now she's with me, and she's going to be safe for the rest of her life.
Well, you have been the best thing, clearly looking at, and, I'm looking at these cards. You're the best thing that ever happened, little girl.
So that makes two people happy, you and the dog.
Yes. Yep. And... We actually, one of our sons has a dog that had issues as being a rescue. Oh, I touched that. And anyway, the dog is on an antidepressant from the vet. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing you. I just don't want to put her on drugs. I'm not going to. Everybody has I know. I don't think she's that bad.
Okay, well, and if it's not that bad, you're a dog person. You just might have to experiment a little bit.
And notice, you say it comes and goes. Notice what she might be reacting to if it's a certain treat.
Certain event. Maybe you're going to work the next day, same day. You'll have to figure it out. You just got to keep a pattern and see what it is. You know the deal. Good thing is you got her checked out. That's the most important thing.
It is. And I really think she's going to be just happy as a clam with you always. But, yeah, she has nightmares about the abuse.
I just wondered. I know my dad brought her to me when he died. I know he did. I guess my last question to you is, I hope to God I'm able, I hope she lives. I'll be so happy just to get her to at least 14, and then anything after that's wonderful, because that's a good dog's life. She's 10.
You're doing everything. Yeah, you're doing everything right. And, you know, sadly, things like Abby had, what was it, kidney disease.
We figured it was cancer based on the ultrasounds on her liver.
And the problem is she went fast, and she was only 6.
She's 6 going on 7.
You just never know. I know.
You don't know.
Good point.
I don't see it in your heart. I don't see that you're going to lose her anytime soon.
Well, and being the mixed breed, they seem to have stronger
they
DNA.
Do.
It helps their longevity, it seems like.
Yes,
their DNA seems to be stronger.
So, oh, yeah.
Thank you. Any other last thoughts for her? Any other last things?
Well, Jim's going to give you your...
Yeah, I got your Rebel card reading coming up here real quick. The subject line, and you have to, it may apply directly or indirectly or to another situation in your life.
I got to ask you real quick, are you the lady, because I read so many cards last night, are you the lady waiting on her review?
Yes.
Okay, stop worrying about it because it's right here in your cards.
Thank you, I know.
Everything's going to turn out okay. You know,
you're
and
so
remember,
funny. You're right. I know. I worry about. I'm a Virgo. I worry about everything. I know.
Right here.
Yeah.
And also, remember, dogs are very empathic, and she will pick up on your nervous, you know, worries and things like that because she's going to worry about losing you.
Oh, I just she's a special dog. I just I always thought I'd get a man. I wanted a boy dog and white. I ended up getting a girl. I couldn't let her go. I fostered, like, I bet 12 dogs within 2 years, and I kept her. I could not let this one go. So the last one I had, couldn't do it. She's too special. She's so gentle. That's why I named her Olive. Olive means peace. She is the most peaceful dog. She's perfect for my age.
Now, if any of you out there have ever read Jane Roberts' books on Seth, the one I particularly loved was Seth Speaks. He was a spirit that spoke through Jane Roberts, the medium, and he wrote the whole book. And he said in there, often people will reincarnate as an animal. You know, they'll put a fragment of their spirit or their whole selves. He said he often did it and loved being a dog. So I just thought I'd kind of throw that out there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And give Olive a nice squeeze and a kiss from us. Okay, because
yeah,
we love
big. Her. She's 55 pounds. She's a biggie, but she's a baby.
Oh, well, she's so lucky to have you. All right, Jim, cue the cards.
Sorry, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, and we love hearing from you.
All right, subject for the Rebel card reading. You are going through some tough shizzle. Everyone has their turn. Welcome to yours. Gather your tired butt up and handle it. So it could be a combination of both things weighing on this house, work, or could be some
worrying.
Other subject.
That worrying.
Could be worrying about work, worrying about the dog. You have to think.
I know.
And you know, worrying doesn't get us anything. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. And we got to move on. Thank you so much.
Call us again, please. We love hearing from you.
Alrighty. For a lot of folks out there, we see you. Do not fret.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
We got you covered. And we're going to move on to the next caller. Let me see it.
I'm glad she called about that.
775 from Nevada. You are the next caller.
Is this Nevada or is it California?
Yeah, exactly.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hello, you two. This is Wendy calling from California.
Hello, Wendy.
Yes, it is. That's how Deb knew it.
And you know what? I'm a different person than when we spoke yesterday. I know how to use my resources. And after we talked, I am the lady who is trying to get approved by a major long-term care insurance company. I've got so much backup in my records. And I'm empowered now. After we said goodbye, even though it was late, I went ahead and I found the number for the Department of Insurance for California, and there's a hotline. And I left a message to please call me. And I don't know if they can help me or not, but
it's a good place to start.
I thought I would get the ball rolling in that. And I looked at the letter that the caseworker had written me. Basically, she said she was sifting through 400 pages of health records. Great, go for it. And that then she was going to forward it to their quote-unquote clinical staff. Well, none of their clinical staff has ever touched me. They don't know me. They may be a doctor, or they might have an MD after their name. But I found an attorney on the internet who's been practicing almost 30 years. He's won $500 million.
I think it's wonderful that you are finding the pieces falling in place.
Well, I do use resources. So the bottom line here is that it may even work out better for me, because not only would I get my approval, but I might even get a nice settlement, because I think the legal term is a breach of faith. If you pay on a policy for 20 years and then they do their dance.
We're not legally inclined here. We don't have any background.
No.
But it sounds like you are on the right path. Now, would you let me know what your question is so I can check my card?
Yeah, we have a ton of callers.
Yeah.
We got to get the rock.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, actually, my question, if it's okay, is every apartment where we live is going to be visited by the county, not just us. Our visit is Wednesday, the 3rd, and they're checking out for a lot of stuff. Our apartment will be neat, but it's got a lot of boxes in it of stuff. So will we pass the audit okay, or will they make a big deal about all the boxes, or they just leave us alone?
Or is this a health and welfare inspection, or is it structural?
What type of audit?
Yeah.
It's an audit for through the apartment management, and I think it's something that the county is doing. I think they're basically seeing that there's no major infractions, et cetera. So it's not us personally, because they're sending this to every occupant, every apartment here.
They're looking at the building itself, and that's a
feeling.
Well, future cards. Yeah.
I just don't want to get in trouble, because we do have a lot of boxes, but they're neatly placed, and we're fixing up the apartment. So will they leave us alone about all the boxes? They're not a safety hazard. They're kind of set back a little bit.
Right. Yeah, she's looking at the cards right now. And sometimes, you know, a lot of times we've got like a million different audits where I work, and a lot of times they're going to want to find something. It doesn't mean they're going to crush your skull or anything. A lot of times they want to say, well, you should do better on this, and then we'll leave.
I see no reason why you wouldn't pass. Absolutely.
Right, exactly.
But there's a money issue between the owners of the building and the county. Now, maybe they want to raise the... See, I don't know enough about this type. Are you in a subdivision? Is it a condo?
It is an apartment building. It's a pretty big one. They've got well over 110 units. I don't know how many. But it is a pretty big apartment complex.
Okay. Well, you know, after what happened a year ago down in Florida with that one huge... I believe it was condominiums, when that thing collapsed, all sorts of states started tightening up there.
But that's not
But it's not going to affect you.
That's not an audit.
And I think the boxes are fine. If you were living in utter filth with garbage everywhere, now that they might look at as, you know, sanitation issue.
Right, yeah.
But if you just got boxes, I wouldn't worry about it.
And you don't see anything in the cards that indicate that she should be worried.
No, I just think it's something pertaining to taxes is something I'm getting about taxes.
Could be a formality.
Okay.
A lot of times they just do a walkthrough.
Yeah.
It is quite a bit of boxes, but both bathrooms will be sparkling clean, kitchen clean.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
All right. So we'll be safe. They're not going to cite us or anything because of the boxes.
No. are you a renter or do you own the apartment?
Renter.
Okay. You may be facing, all of you, a nice jacked rent. You know, I'm feeling this could also be part of, sometimes they have to follow county regulations.
Let's face it. We've seen it in gas prices.
Yeah.
We've seen it
it's
in
everywhere.
Food prices. Everybody's rent's going to go up eventually. It's going to happen because of all the stuff going on. We know it's coming.
So you're very smart. I think you're probably right. But our rent is good through the first day of April of next year. Hopefully,
and things could calm down a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Everything could boom, slide back down, so you might see a rent increase that is not a big deal.
So don't worry about this inspection. I think it's going to be very quick.
Yeah, and you know, boxes actually is an indication of being organized.
I think so, too.
People that don't have boxes, they look like hoarders where you have to wade through crap.
Yeah, they just pile crap up.
So boxes is somebody that actually shows an indication that somebody is trying to keep things organized. I think you're good to go, too, without being intuitive.
And my sister and I will make a comment that we plan on moving to a house and that we've started boxing.
Sure,
And I'm just going to sit in my bedroom and they can come in and I won't say anything to them and leave them alone. And hopefully they'll be here quickly and go quickly and leave us alone.
I think you'll be very impressed. Yeah! You'll be very impressive to them. Wendy, in view of others.
Boxes means you're getting ready to do something. All right.
Rebel
card reading time. Stand by. It says, the subject is you're giving too many Fs.
As in?
Give zeros. Like it's kind of basically saying you might be sweating things a little too much. Chill out.
Yeah.
In a nice way. So that's the Rebel card saying.
What the back say?
It said, give zero. You're giving too many Fs. Give zero.
You try to relax.
Yeah. But, you know.
Okay.
Yep, so you're going to be good to go, Daddy-O, from what the cards say.
And we're going to be on Monday night.
Yep.
And likely Wednesday.
Yeah, Monday will be News for the Soul.
Yeah.
That's why you'll find us on Block Talk. You have to go to News for the Soul.
And then you could call us on Wednesday, and we can take a look again.
Sure, absolutely. Wednesday we'll be back to
we
our
can
regular.
Celebrate.
All right.
True that.
We love celebrating.
I love both of you. I love your show. And I'm sure that all your other wonderful listeners share the same viewpoint that I do. God bless you.
You could make me cry.
We try. Thank you very much, Nevada
/Wendy.
California.
I think you are a doll. You're just darling. You really are. Okay. So please.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to move on.
All right, honey. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Sayonara.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. I'm going to give you old halftime spiel. Even though, don't fret, callers, we have the ability on every show except Monday, because that's News from the Soul. We have the show to extend it. We will not cut anybody off from a reading.
Absolutely.
We're not going to say, hey, welcome to the show, and then say goodbye. We won't do that to you. Anyway, we want to remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Yes.
And we're going to go to, well, I always like these because it's such a mystery. We're going to go to All Ones, a Skyper.
Ooh, welcome.
Hi, doctor. This is Melissa, and there's the proof that you don't care about the stuff. The client, you know, the client takes quite a while to see the show, but y'all really caring. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Melissa. Are you outside?
I'm outside. I'm going to say, love, doctors. Outside in the hot demon.
Oh, she's wonderful. All right, where are you taking us in your reading tonight?
Yeah, what you got
Melissa?
Going tonight? What would you like to dusk off? No.
Yes, could you please talk, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to call that much. Can you clarify something for me? Yesterday when I asked a question, then I said, you know, you said something about, please clarify it, and you can narrow down to them. That he is trying to get out of the situation, get away from her. Is that correct?
No.
It's not like a romance. It's a business.
But he's worried about losing so much of his portion of the business to her. All right. Melissa, give me one moment here while I lay out your cards. And those of you who are interested, if you're interested to know, I use a 24-card layout rather than just randomly drawing a few cards. This is the layout I use in my private sessions, and I prefer to do it this way. So I can see the whole playing field of what's going on in your life.
Word up on that, dog.
Okay, so here we go with Melissa's reading.
And I was doing something else, so I heard nothing of her question. I apologize.
She could reiterate that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. What was your question again? I was multitasking and my brain shut off.
Okay, so yesterday I called, and the question was that the gentleman that I speak speaking with, he has said something. He has said things to me to clarify, and I'm kind of like, okay, I know he's an honest person, but yesterday the card said that he's trying to get out of the situation. He did mention he was going to get out, but I thought he was joking, but the card said y'all said something about that, which was pretty interesting because I never say anything to y'all. That's how damn good you are.
Well, and it's great.
Thank you.
Well, then it's just good that you're basically continuing on the question that came up yesterday, and this means it's going to be more clear here shortly.
Well, yes, and here's the thing, Melissa. It's almost like a divorce. They are running a business together. They're partners, and I see very clearly here that he wants her to buy him out, but he wants her to do it fairly, and she would rather... They'll take him to the cleaners, okay? And he would really like to come and be with you. My concern, Melissa, is that it's going to take too long, that this is dragging on and on. Now, it would seem, wouldn't it, that if you really love somebody, do a heck about material things. But this man has worked hard for what he's
doing. Right, there is a certain point.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you can't say that 100%.
No, and this might end up going to court, and God forbid, because that could take a very,
a long, long time.
Yes.
Imagine that.
So, but bear in mind, Melissa, I do see that somebody else could easily come along. And often destiny shows us that while we want it to be this one, we have better ones coming for us. So, all right, we're going to take a look at your rebel card. Yeah, there we go.
Stand by. Let's see what we got. What do we have?
The card that you're seeing, and I know things can take a while on the business depending on what you have, but if the heart is with me and there's a separation, I understand. I will accept.
Okay. Well, she's just being kind of bitchy, okay, because she would rather take everything. Yeehaw! All right, here we go.
All right, stand by for your rebel card reading. You are going through some tough shizzles.
We just read this one.
Everyone, no, we did.
Oh,
everyone
we did.
Has their welcome. Everyone has their turn. Welcome to yours. Gather up, tear your ass, and handle it.
That was.
How did that go? I don't think it was just the one. Was it? Or was the one before?
No, but it might.
I don't. Well, I'm not going to throw the card away just because it's the repeat.
Yeah, it was the same one that Sharon got.
I will believe you then.
All right, Melissa, you hang in there and have faith. All right, and. Call us again while we love hearing from you.
You know how to get a hold of us.
Yes. So we must move on. We've got a long list tonight.
Yeah, we've got to keep on.
But we love you, darling. There's a nice big kiss for you. Take care. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, honey.
All right. And we shall move on to our next caller. Let me just see. I got multitasking. Here we go. We are heading on over to... Welcome, Erica, 213, California, 213. You're the next. Batter up.
Hi, welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Oh, hi, my name is Star.
Star.
Oh, Star, I like that. Have you called us
thanks.
Before? Yeah, that's a cool name.
I don't think I have, maybe a long, long time ago.
Well, we welcome you again, if that's the case.
Thank you.
And we're happy to have you. Now, please just explain a little about your situation.
What would you like to know?
Yeah, what your question is.
Okay. I was wanting to see if you guys could do a reading on my love life. But if you need me to be more specific than that.
Well, how is your love life?
She said, yeah, you can be more specific. That'll help.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty good. So basically, I'm just trying to explore my options, and I've been, like, kind of dating two people. So I was just trying to, like, get more specific on where I should focus my energy. I was just wondering.
Do they know about each other?
No, because I'm not, like, in a relationship with either one of them.
Yeah, it's just casual dating. She's just playing the field. No big deal. All right.
Yeah, it's not
quick,
like.
Real quick, international shout-outs to Laura from Canada and Mike from the UK.
Yay. Welcome, right. People. We love you.
Let's go back to Star
Back
to Star.
Okay, can you have to tell their real names, but could you give me so I can differentiate between the two?
Yeah, some kind of personality physical type charge.
Yes. Or a name or an initial.
First letter or name.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll tell you their sign. One is an Aquarius and one is a Cancer.
Okay, that's good.
Is that good for you?
Is that good?
Yes. I'm very familiar with both of those signs. Yes.
Deb said she's good with that. What was the first one?
Aquarius.
Well, that's you.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Star, do you feel the same about each? Or do you like one a little more than the other?
I think one of them has more potential. I think the Cancer has more potential than the other. But I kind of like them both about the same. But I'm kind of weird about people. Like men, I'm kind of weird about them as far as, like, I can get bored or, I'm kind of, like, conflicted. But I don't want to keep splitting my energy between, like, dating both of them. So, yeah.
Well.
I don't know.
Oh, I have to smile because I'm already seeing that you have really fantastic cards. You really are an exceptional partner. And what was your phrase that you said that men make you feel, what was it, uncomfortable or I forgot what you said.
I just said I can be a little weird about men as far as them keeping my attention.
You know, that says a lot about you. What I'm picking up really fast is that you have a mind that is like a jet engine. And the men you have around you, they often have minds like they are like a biplane. So they have trouble keeping up. I'm serious. And they have they have trouble keeping up with you. You get bored and you're like, next, you know. But
that's so true, I know.
It's wonderful, though, because it means you're dodging a lot of bullets here instead of, you know, like some women are so insecure, and probably men too, but they will just jump at somebody that gives them some attention, and then they wonder why they're in such a crappy relationship. All right, I am trying to, you could literally have a relationship with both of them for like an indefinite amount of time. But there's one there's one that really captures your attention. You're looking right at him. And so tell me, is it the Aquarius or is it the Cancer? And then I'll tell you why. Is it the Aquarius?
When you say I'm looking right at him, what do you mean?
Well, when I teach this method, and I do teach this method, anybody, I don't have a gift. I have a skill. You are right here. You are the Queen of Hearts, my dear. And oh my gosh, that's part of what makes you so special. You are characterized as being really giving and loving. And sometimes you could take it to being a fault, where you wear your heart on your sleeve, maybe in the sense of like helping others that really need to help themselves, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you are looking at the one, this one, it holds great potential for you to marry, if marriage is even on your radar.
That could be a relative term, too. It doesn't mean you have to go to
the
courthouse.
Kids are saying marriage is becoming obsolete. They're telling me in readings, things that they'd rather have a negotiable contract. So tell me, okay, which one has captured your interest more, the Aquarius or the Cancer?
Ooh.
Yeah, because then I'll tell you why.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna speak in terms of time, right?
Okay.
So, I have been dating the Aquarius for longer. Like, I just met the Cancer,
okay.
And he's kind of intriguing. But I've been like, I know more about the Aquarius, you know. But there's
okay.
Yeah, there's, I don't know. It's hard to say that. But,
well, all right. One thing about about Cancer of the Zodiac, now there are many, many traits, so people don't really get hung up on the fact of she missed all these others. No, I'm just picking out certain ones. Those that are characterized, you know, astrologically as Cancers, you think of the crab. What do crabs do when they get nervous or afraid? They dig in. They get in the sand. They get in there. And that can make them difficult to deal with, you know.
Okay.
Also, they can make it seem like some little problem has suddenly shattered their world, where they will start to buy all kinds of presents for you. They are insecure is what it is, emotionally.
Yeah, they're very clingy.
Yes. Yes, and that is inherent to that sign. Now, the Aquarius, and then Jim said, I'm that too. Aquarians are very much humanitarians, and we are artistic, and we create, and we may not be necessarily good handling money, because that's kind of not within our realm. you know, we want to reach out and change the world, and you've known this one longer, and I feel the two of you complement each other better.
Okay.
And Aquarius is willing to sit down and talk things through. In fact, have you noticed that? Yeah. Cancer is like a chicken with its head cut off. It gets so scared, you know, of being left. So that's what I have to
say. That makes sense.
And what I'd love for you to do is call us more often, because each reading you get of personal prophecy builds on the other till pretty soon the clarity just jumps right out.
And you're welcome. Everybody's welcome to call every single show, but just only once a show.
Mm-hmm.
So you can call every day of the week that we're doing a show.
Are you? No, I want to mention everybody that follows the show learns after not very long that I have a favorite designation in the deck, and it is called, Jim, say it, but it's the best day.
I don't know. I'm just
all right. He's busy.
I'm busy because we got jerk jackwads on Facebook.
It's called Sure to Come True. In all these years, and I've been reading cards since 1982, in all these years, I feel that every single thing I've seen here has come to pass. So I see your Aquarian right here, King of Clubs. Clubs are mainly the Aquarians of the deck. And you are adored. And there's a child here.
It's going to get loud one more time. Sorry.
Why?
Because I had to go out and in and out.
That's
Facebook being Facebook.
No.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I had
and
to do it.
Star, it's just showing a child. Does he have a child? Do you plan possibly have children?
No way, Jose. So he's much older than I am, and I am already past, like, I'm 40, so I am already, like, well, I'm about to turn 40, so I'm not having any more kids, but it might be something that we can create together, like something, like a project maybe.
And it could be a pet.
Oh, a pet, okay.
Yeah. So you two are really bound together. Now, if there's things about him you don't like, Aquarius is pretty easy to talk to, you know.
Yeah.
They don't get into all these crazy fits like Cancer does. With Cancer, the crab wants to burrow into the sand, you know. So. All right, now we got a treat for you. Your rebel card.
Stand by for your rebel card reading.
By the way, everybody, this is a real deck. We got ours on Amazon. It's just more in your face, very brash kind of. And Jim's cleaning up all the cuss words on it. Go ahead now.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. I got interrupted three times.
Oh, my gosh.
You are the best thing to ever happen to you. Go easy on your ass. Buy your own damn drink.
I always wonder about that. What does that mean?
I mean, well, if you ever don't feel that
appreciated
enough, or if some guy tries to bring you down a little bit, you don't need anybody. You can want somebody, but you don't need them.
You are like your own best
friend. Yeah, it complements your life you're happy with. You don't need them to make your life.
Awesome. So, Star, please check in with us every once in a while.
Okay.
We can see how this develops.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, it's great talking
to
you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Take care. Not everybody.
Not everybody.
Not over yet.
Don't do that. Don't do that. We got many a color. We're going to start rocking.
And don't worry, people. The show will be longer than an hour.
Yes, but we can't get everybody right this second. All right, let's just move on and not worry about that. Let's take one at a time. Area code 310, California, I believe. 310, you're next. What's up?
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your first name, please?
This is Vince. I'm calling from New York.
Vince, from New York. So you have a California area code, or did I type it wrong?
Yeah, I used to live in California, and reluctantly I had to move to New York because my wife got sick, and I hate every second of it.
Aww.
I hate the state. I hate everything about it.
That is a big night and day difference between the two states.
Are you
in
the Big Apple? Are you in the big city?
No. We're in upstate, bumfuck nowhere.
Oh, Vince.
Is it up by Saratoga Springs or even further upstate than that?
No, we're about 2 hours south of that.
So you're down even south of Albany then?
No, we're in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, Poughkeepsie.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
We try to learn where everybody's
at. Yeah, my geography sucks, but
well,
I do my best.
Tell us, Vince, what's happening?
Yeah. What would you like to specifically know for a reading?
Well, there's a couple of situations. I've been out of work for about 6 weeks. I've finally taken a job that I don't care for the pay, but it's taking it just to get some money. Unemployment. Yeah, and unemployment right now has denied me pending investigation because I got fired from my last job, and I explained to them what happened, and that they didn't give me any reason. They just right out fired me. So I'm wondering, there's two questions here. First of all, I'm wondering if unemployment is going to make a decision in my way. So if I get unemployment.
Okay.
And the other thing is, with this job, I'm only taking, like I said, as a temp because it's not very much money, but at least giving me something. But I'm wondering if there's a better paying job coming for me.
It's always easier to get a job when you've got a job.
And those are very, very, very detailed, precise questions. Those are good questions, and that's the right thing to do. It's like, you know what? I don't like this job. I don't like the pay, but some pay is better than zero pay, you know, especially when you're unemployed working year round. You know?
I always thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, I always thought unemployment money was to pay you if you get let go from a job, but that if you quit.
No, if you quit or if you get fired, they will do an investigation before they make a decision whether they qualify or not.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In my situation, I think I do qualify because of the circumstances.
Sure.
You know, I was wrongfully accused of doing something I didn't do. And instead of the management calling me in the office and saying, hey, explain yourself, they just right out fired me, no reason, no nothing. And I only found out through the union why I was let go. And had I known, if they had talked to me, I would have told them, and they would have seen that I didn't do one coworker told them that I was doing. So instead of calling me in the office and saying, hey, what's going on, they believed the other guy, and they said, screw you, see you later, goodbye.
Oh, that's terrible. And you had no HR department to go to or anything, your union rep?
Well, I didn't know. No, I didn't know. No, because I was on probation. I was on 60 days probation. But they didn't even tell me. They didn't, if I had known, I could have gone to somebody before I got fired. But I came into work one night, my supervisor called me up and said, hey, they want me to let you go. I'm sorry. It's not my decision. You did a great job, but they want me to let you go. So, see ya.
Okay. Well, I've got some good news here for you.
Stand by for your reading.
I have your cards laid out, and I specifically zeroed in on the investigation for unemployment. All right. Now, remember, this is a bit of a legal matter, so you have to take this as my personal opinion. Without having any
we're not legal experts, especially.
Right, right.
Things vary from state to state.
I think you're going to do okay. I think it's going to get approved for you. All right. And you know something I got to tell you? Your cards are indicating that this company you were working for or this business, they do a lot of shady things that they need to be investigated from. You know, top to bottom, there's stuff going on there that isn't right.
Yeah, and if they get an investigation, it probably won't be fast because it's going to be a government organization. But there was probably, if you fire somebody, what don't they get? Unemployment. So maybe that's why they fired instead of let them go, lay off or something.
Oh, right.
Maybe there was a hidden agenda, but that they'll have to investigate.
There's a man here involved in this situation who he is... you may have words with him yet, because he wants to falsify all of this. And Jim, that was spot on.
Well, and also I picked it up, and so did Tina Teapots on Facebook. When we picked it up, just it was like we could tell if they fire somebody and they don't want to talk about it because they want to avoid the unemployment crap.
Now also
they play unemployment insurance.
I also see that yes, there's an opportunity for you to get an even better job. Coming and
that's
can,
he wanted to know that.
Can you tell us what kind of work do you do? Because I'm not picking that up.
I've always been in the manufacturing and production industry, so I've done everything from operating all the machines, driving forklift, doing sanitation, using chemicals, all kinds of stuff.
The job you have now is not in that neighborhood of things you do.
It's manufacturing, and I'm going to be working for a company that makes cardboard boxes for other companies with the printing on them and all kinds of stuff. So everything from like, let's say, the breweries to whatever. So that's the job I'm starting. The pay is not that great.
Right.
But it's something until,
Well, it won't
unemployment,
be long. Go ahead.
And unemployment, they said it takes about 6 weeks for unemployment make a decision. So it's been about that now. So I should hear something soon. And if I qualify, if they give me the okay and I qualify, they'll give me back pay from the time that I started applying for unemployment. So,
I think it's
but in the meantime...
I do, and I see a better job for you, and it's taking your skills and kind of doing a little curve in the road of the path that you're on, and it seems to be involving, right here, Jim, and this is what I'm going to say is what you do not expect to come up for you, but it involves working with, what are they called? They build buildings and houses and I'm trying to think of what that's called. That's not just plain old construction, but it's the whole ball of wax where I could see him taking a position that's going to get good money. You've got the best card in the deck for money, and it's going to really elevate his position as far as being a breadwinner. And I think, Vince, it's good. You've got something good coming here.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's how I feel right now for you.
All right.
Now's your rebel card.
Stand by for your rebel card, Radium. We have shows getting close to an end, and we got a lot of other callers.
And you are going to do okay. Just have faith on it.
And you're welcome to call back every single show.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right, anyway, real quick, your rebel card says you think someone is lying. They are.
Yeah, they are.
That's probably related to your unemployment issue. Obviously, somebody's full of crap.
Yeah.
Well, I think that man that figured connected to this just wanted to somehow sweep this under the carpet, and Jim said it.
Yeah,
it
right.
could be so they wouldn't have to
kill
you.
Oh, absolutely. That was clear to me. Tina picked up on it. Too.
Yeah.
Tina's like, oh, you know why? If they fire you without a reason, they're trying to avoid the unemployment claim.
Well,
anyway,
good luck, Jim.
Yeah.
But I think you are going to do
stay in touch,
fine.
And we can do follow-up questions, and you can let us know how it goes.
All right. Blessings to you and your family.
Good
Take
luck.
Care.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, rolling on. I extended the show a wee bit, so the next caller or two, you're not going to get, like, hello, goodbye reading. You know, that would suck.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Let's see. Boom. Area code 347, also in New York. 347.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your first
name,
please?
Hi, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is Tanika. I spoke to you guys yesterday. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
Oh, hello there. Yes.
Yes.
How are you
Hi.
Doing this?
Okay. So.
Great to hear that. So refresh our memory on what we were talking to you about.
Yesterday, you guys were speaking to me about someone named Aris that I told you I got in contact with. I wanted to also talk about my living situation because I was telling you guys I'm going to be moving
right.
to Florida soon with family that I'm kind of not,
they're
not good for me.
Right. I remember. So tell me, what should we look at for you tonight?
Yeah, specifically.
I guess I was going to ask you guys, I don't know if I should ask you guys about him, like last night we spoke, but it just seemed like, you know, he was drunk or whatever. He was like saying, you know, do you love me? Like asking me if I love him. Like, I don't know if he's seeing other people, if you see him seeing other people or not, or if he's serious. I'm worried because I know he's probably just drunk, but who says that quick? I know he didn't mean it, but still, it's like, that's not really me.
I'm going to look at your card.
Yeah.
It has always been my personal belief that when somebody has had a lot to drink, that it tends to be more like a truth serum at times. He would not be saying, I love you, if he didn't feel something for her.
Oh, well.
He was trying to get me to say it. No, he was trying to get me to say it to him.
Tamika, what did you feel about him?
He was telling me to say it to him.
Well, and how do you feel?
We worked together and we hooked up once, not anything too extreme, but right. I always found him extremely attractive and unforgettable. It would be great I want a real relationship with someone, but I know that you don't just rush into it. I know he was just joking, but still, like, that's not me to play around with love, the word love, so easily. So I think he just wanted to feel adored, and I don't like playing games like that.
Yeah. Well, you need to be the one adored. You do. And we talked last night about your self-esteem and that having been emotionally kicked around by your family, that doesn't put you out in the world feeling very good about
yourself. No, of course not. No,
yourself.
No.
I know. That's why I also wanted to ask you guys about my living situation, too. Like,
it really does.
Right.
Predators.
I have a mother and sister just like yours. And when I was getting to be a grown up. Well, my nickname all through my life was Dumb Dumb Debbie. And I felt dumb because they told me I was dumb. you know? So people don't realize in families how much harm they can cause.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, they can do
that. I've been really, I'm just so worried about having to come live the way what I'm going to come and have to live with down here. I'm so worried. I've been trying like crazy to get a job. Florida doesn't
up
have any jobs. They don't pay well. And I don't know how I'm going
to
get away from this.
Okay.
From New York to Florida.
So you're going to move to Florida to make sure I'm clear.
Yes.
And you were,
yeah.
You're trying to get a job there or
I'm
where you are.
I'm trying to get
no. Well, I'm honey, I think you're going to land a job. It's really, looks really more simple than you think it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and that's, you know, obviously she knows that's step one to getting the hell away from
yeah.
living with them.
Also, I definitely feel you're going to move in with a man here. I don't feel you're going to jump into it instantly.
That's good, because that would be bad.
You are an incredibly attractive girl. I can tell from your cards. And that can be a burden. And I'm sure all the folks out there that feel like plain Janes are kind of thinking, oh, boy, what a burden to be beautiful.
What a burden you must bear.
But it is, because you never know if they really care for you or if they just want some arm candy, if you know what I mean. Sorry, I'm getting
yep.
hoarse. With you, this guy's really going to care for you. And I don't believe it's the one that you're communicating
not
with.
The current gentleman.
It's a different one down there. And remember, things happen, for, like they always say, for a reason. Sometimes we don't see the reason until we look back in hindsight. And I'm feeling intuitively this trip for you to Florida is for you to connect with good people. And he's one of them. And you, your cards look absolutely wonderful going there, right here. It's under what you don't expect. So you're thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be so terrible. But in reality, it's a yellow brick road for you.
Yeah, just maybe one of the things that has to happen for you to open your next door.
You know, Jim, you're not as dumb as you look.
I've heard that once in a while. Not all the time. I've heard a lot
I'm
of other
kidding
shit.
Him.
I've heard a lot of other shit, too. Yeah.
But he's right. And I see you landing a job in a, well, there's a party atmosphere around it, so it could be like a restaurant, could be a club, could be, let's just think of places where there's people, could be working for a caterer. I mean, there's all different types of situations there, but I think you're going to love it. And you are going to once, for once in your life, Tamika, you're going to be able to get away from your mother and your sister. And the thing that I urge you to do, and I've had to do it, is you build a bubble around yourself and those that are close to you that you love, your friends, you know, things like that, coworkers, and you keep them out of the bubble because they come in and they create havoc. Yeah, and they, you know, are toxic and they make you feel like crap and you don't deserve that. So I want you to try to reframe this to going to Florida is for you to connect with a whole new life.
That's a big change.
And it is. And it's going to be
yeah!
It's going to be wonderful, though. And please keep calling us, okay?
Yep, yeah, keep doing what you're doing and stand by for your Rebel card reading. We
exactly.
got to move on to the next caller after this.
Yes.
You are
okay,
going
I just
through.
Wanted to, wait,
yes.
I just want to ask you, so Aries is no good. You don't see anything going to
well,
be between
I,
you?
I think that right now you should focus on what's best for you. And what's best for you is not trying to make this guy your like life preserver. He's just floating on by. But I am concerned that if you pick up with him and get involved, I worry he's going to break your heart. Yeah. So just we'll keep looking at that, Tamika. That's why my clients are return so often. And I keep my sessions extremely reasonably priced because that's what I want is them to, let's keep building the story. Let's keep seeing where your life is going. So with that said, Jim is putting us on Rebel Card.
Rebel Card reading time. You are going through some tough shizzup.
Yeah.
Everyone has their turn. Welcome to yours. Gather your tired ass up and handle it. That's been a lot of repeat.
Yeah,
tonight.
And that's okay because it means those that have called, this has been their guidance card.
Well, and she is going through some tough stuff.
Oh, she is. I really think, though, just try to contain yourself. Keep yourself in check.
Yep.
And that man, I just don't, right now, wait until you've got your life stabilized.
Yeah.
In Florida.
There's a song out there where the chick says, you never call me when you're sober. So bear that in mind.
Oh, is there?
Yep, indeed. That's Evanescence, that band that sang.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah. Anyway, that was about another.
Do you think that when people call drunk like that, do you think, no, I forgot.
No, I'm on mute. I don't believe that it's a truth serum thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't only call drunk.
Maybe they're feeling their emotions then.
It's feeling their emotions. They might be feeling a few other things, too.
Like a little bit
frisky. Like maybe some future booty calling.
Yeah.
All right. And I am not just whistling Dixie there. All right. Let's take our next caller. Area code 404, down on the Peach State, Georgia, 404.
Hey, welcome to the show. And what is your first name, please?
Is that me?
Yes, it is.
That would be you. 404,
yeah,
right?
This Tina T. Hey, how y'all doing?
You know what?
Yeah.
I knew it was
I
her.
Had a feeling because she was on Facebook chit-chatting.
You know, I see you. You're doing some really awesome photo shoots out there. Really
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Making a whole lot of different other kind of friends.
Okay. Well, you're a pretty hot chick. And I would bet your career is getting ready to really take off.
Yeah, I can't wait. Cause it's been kind of, it ain't been rough out here, but somebody did hit my car, and how it had happened, so I had to call a lawyer so I can get my maximum compensation for my pain and suffering.
You bet. All right, now tell us where.
Yeah, what would you like for a reading tonight? We got a lot of callers.
Okay, so what I want to know is, you know, I had dumped a basketball dude because he wasn't fighting with his baby mama, but he went and took custody of his kid, and he had it for like 4 months. You know, I already don't like to date guys whose kids eat chicken nuggets. You know, they got to eat chicken nuggets. They got wings that fold in the back.
You know what? And you don't have to put up with that. You know, I agree with you. Since family works both ways.
Yeah, well, and they're just throwing them something so they don't have to deal with them.
Right? Yeah, so you got rid of the basketball guy.
Right, I got a new boo. So I got another boo. His name is Latino. And I just wonder how he feel about me. He do all the right stuff. He call every day, hold my hand, feed me 3 times a day and twice on Sunday. And he told me he loved me, and I ain't know what to say, so I said, huh, because, you know, she's like, oh, excuse me, you're going to have to repeat that when you're talking to me. I'm like, He's like, I love you. I love you, too, and I said it. I don't know if I love him or not, but I said it because every time a dude say they love you, it's always when they face with adversity, when you ask them who this chick is and why you doing this and that. Then they like, oh, you love me. Oh, you love me. So I didn't have no problems when he said it.
Yeah, what was his name again?
His name is Linnell.
First
texted me, he said, New Bay here. I was like, oh, are you? We're going to have to talk about that in person.
I worry about people that use the love term so loosely and casually.
It's love bombing, which isn't always a good thing.
Yeah, somebody's like quick to say it, not even hesitant. It's like, yeah, you got to take that with a grain of salt.
Well, one thing.
Yeah, because we have been spending so much time. Like, I would be at his house for a day, and then go do my business, and then get out of class, and then go. He asked me to come back over. Then he's coming over here. I brought his cat. I told him he can bring his cat. He was like, I can bring my cat. Yeah, you can bring your cat. I got a dog and a bird. And then after that, I go back there. And they say, you know, I'm like over there. I'm like, what's going on? I'm looking at this boy every other day.
Oh. This guy's serious. He's got quite an agenda for you, Tina. He's, here's the thing, though. He knows that, I had it before. It'll come right back. Everything about him is real. This love and seeing you all the time. Oh, I got it, what I was going to say. He's worried somebody else is going to come and grab you because you're a really great catch. All right? Yeah. You are... And how do you feel about him, though?
I feel like I like him. I feel like, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like I'm always in trouble. He said, you don't cook all the bacon. I'm like, we had four sandwiches, two bacons a piece, and I really eat more bacon than that. So, you know, I just be feeling like I be in trouble a little bit all the time.
Well,
but other than that,
yeah, he's got to come up to speed with you, but I have a feeling, like the earlier caller, Star, I have a feeling that you will lose interest in him because there's not, I just don't feel that real connection.
Yeah, the fireworks, the chemistry.
Oh, there's a new, yeah, there's a new one coming that's really going to curl your eyelashes. Let me tell you, there's one here. Ooh, he is.
Dang, I can't. I wouldn't tell him then because he be on my butt.
Well,
so to speak.
Linnell needs to chill himself a little bit. But he's destined to marry you, this Linnell. Yeah. So, question, does he have enough to offer you?
Yeah.
So he's, you know, he's well off. We'll put it that way. He's got enough to offer you.
I know he work at the bank, and he got a little spot and stuff like that. And, you know, I work from home, too. So when I'm over there, he be working, and I be working.
Well, that's, I see, there's really good things about this relationship. But you wait till the next one's going to come along very soon and meet you, like, near where your home is. Because I'm seeing this being, like, in the neighborhood. And
one guy a few blocks around, few places around the block, I've been kind of dubbing him a little bit because I felt like he was trying to hypnotize me because I was like, he kept on asking, we've been talking for a while, but, you know, he asked me, he ain't going to say, he asked me to put my coochie on the phone, and I did, and he kept on saying, is you going to give me some milk? I was like, is you trying to hypnotize me? Because all I can think about is milk. He's talking about that's his virtual healing session.
He's got pain. Let me tell you, this one has a hit, but he's more of a challenge for you, where Linnell is just there. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So I would say just take it as it comes. You don't have to make any decisions yet, but bear in mind, Linnell wants to get married. He wants to nail you down so that you belong to him. Yeah.
Well, I don't mind being nailed down. Ain't nothing in these streets but jail, STDs, and babies.
Oh, right.
And heartbreak.
Yeah. Well, you got to make sure you're getting enough bacon, okay? Make sure.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe he don't know because he was a single cat. But my folks, when I was growing up, my mama used to feed us. Not only did I get a large piece, but my brother did too. So, you
That's
know,
right.
we wasn't sparse. Like, I never grew up in the lack mindset, even, you know. So I'm like,
exactly.
Maybe he look.
And lack is not going to bring abundance. So you
right,
gotta,
so maybe he needs to sprucing up a little bit. Let him know it's not that serious.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, honey, here comes your rebel card.
Yep, we got to keep on moving on. So stand
and
by for your
always
rebel.
Love hearing from
stand
you.
Stand by for your rebel card reading. It says some good stuff is about to happen. Don't let your issues screw it up.
Well, I wish you'd have said it as it was.
You don't. She randomly. She randomly censors me, and that's not fair to me. Either let me swear all the time or don't let me swear at all.
Well, it's had an F-bomb in there.
You know, if you let me swear all the time, I'm good, but I can't read your mind. I don't have cards.
Tina, you should do stand-up. Add that to your repertoire. I think you're
it's
good.
It's definitely a lot of opportunity for that because people are always calling me to do any and everything. I probably don't have about 9 different jobs.
And you should write a book. You should write a book on how to be the, how to be the hottest woman that anybody would know and how to put it out there. I have a feeling you could write a bestseller. All right.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. You definitely verified around here. A best-selling book or just a book anywhere published.
Well, don't forget us little people when you get to the big time, okay?
All right. Well, have a good night.
Okay. I was just trying to see what's up with Boo because I think I like him a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm going to see what's going on because I kind of want somebody, you know, I be want, I ain't no gold digger, but, whatever James Fox was saying.
Well, you know what? It's just as easy to love a rich man as it is a poor one. So, okay, you keep
keep on, keep on it.
That's it.
All right. Thank you very much, and call again.
Yeah, Tina, we love hearing from you. Bye-bye, sweetheart. She's amazing.
Indeed, indeed. Well, what do you think? One more?
Well, we could, yeah.
Yeah, I think we can't go. We can't do all that.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah, that's kind of a lot.
We did that in this hour and 15 minutes, so we have to just, I think we got to go.
We love you all so much.
We do, and we appreciate it. The moral of the story is call early.
I might talk them into doing a show tomorrow night so you guys can catch us.
Yeah, we always wing that stuff. Anyway, let's. We got a caller on the line. That's 254, which is in Texas, I believe, correct? 254?
Texas. Hey,
hi, my name is Gabby.
Hi, Gabby. And what can we do for
you?
Yeah,
what would you like to know for a reading?
Well, I'm a career girl. Before my mom died, she called me the next Shonda Rhimes.
Oh, my goodness. That's quite a compliment.
I don't know who the hell that is.
Oh, that's the lady who invented Grey's Anatomy. And then it went on to the firehouse.
Oh, well, okay, I got you. I mean,
she's prolific as hell.
Okay, well, good for her.
Okay, yeah. So tell me, Gabby, what can we help you with?
Well, I have an idea for a script because I have, like, a mental illness. Because I live in a group home, too, so you kind of heard. I don't know if you heard some of my roommates coming in and out, so my apologies.
No, actually,
it's
it was
okay,
actually
then.
We've heard worse. Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're doing good. Well, so nail it down for a reading because we got to kind of get rolling here.
Okay, I have an idea for a script, and I don't know where to set it or what it to be about. Like, example, like about music or about oil, kind of like a soap opera because I'm a soap opera writer, so I'm kind of like don't know what to do.
All right. Okay, let me look at the cards for you. Don't say any more about your script. That's one of the important things. If you've really got a hot number, you need to not.
Yeah, there could be spies listening, script stealers.
Yeah.
So since we're not going to ask you a lot of info about your script, you might get some cryptic things out of this, but you can apply them to what's already in your brain about your script, what you're planning on doing with it.
All right. You know, I've got to tell you, I have had big name writers in the past that have contacted me about their manuscript and asked me, did I do good enough with this particular character or how is my plot? These cards can really help to polish up, you know, things like a script. So I can't tell you who because of confidentiality. But
it's not Shonda Rhimes?
No, unfortunately.
I just want to ask.
No, but she's not the only game in town. There's a lot of folks doing that out there. That's just the one that everybody hears about because it was such a rags to riches thing.
It was. Oh, my God, Gabby, you've really got something. Don't say any more about it, but it's under Sure to Come True. And those that are regulars watching the show, they know I love this designation. And I wanted to know if something abundant for you would come of this in terms of your script. Yes, your plot or your storyline is magnificent and it's going to be snatched up once you have it all down. Have you studied anything pertaining to script writing? You know,
I've
a lot
tried,
okay.
But I don't know. I just didn't do well in school, so I'm glad I graduated from high school, to be quite honest with you.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? That is an accomplishment.
Yeah, and especially if you have different challenges.
And if you've got issues, right, that you're struggling with.
So that means you've actually done a better job than the average person that didn't have to struggle.
Now, your living situation, did you say your mother passed away?
Yeah, she died in 2017. So me and my younger brother both moved from Wisconsin to Texas, and we made the big move. And he's now in foster care while I'm in a group home. So I'm trying to see if I can, like, move out on my own and see if he can get a family so I can focus on myself.
Yeah, it's right here on top. Yes, yes, yes. You're going to have a home of your own. You are going to be, honey, a rags-to-riches story. And there's many of them out there. Look at Steve Harvey. If you've ever heard about his past, that guy was homeless, you know, And people actually gave him a boost up. And now he's like a multimillionaire. And then there's also Tyler Perry. I mean, there's a lot of stories like this about people who believe so completely in themselves. Shonda is another one that they couldn't miss. And you're another one. You've walked a rough and rocky road, honey. There's no doubt in my mind. You've really had a rough start in life, but I want you to know things are really going to get better for you, Gabby. They really are, and the story you have, parts of it are coming out in your cards, but I don't want us to talk about it on the air. I think because you know what? Jim is right. There are people out there that steal good ideas.
Yeah, and it'd be really hard to prove otherwise if you just even do stuff here on a show like this. You don't want to do it. Don't do it.
You know, and he's absolutely right. You wanted to know some advice on how to get started. Well, we're out of time for that, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to go. Oh, you're not on Facebook.
Call
I'm
us
on
again.
Facebook.
Are you?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Dallas Nixon Watson.
Yeah, well.
How about if you do this? And this goes for any of you all out there that would like to contact me personally. Send me an email, Gabby, and then
okay.
I will respond to you. Okay, my email is Deborah, Deborah, at psychiclovedoctor.com.
Okay, got it.
Will you send me an email and I will get back to you? And I want to tell you, we can do next time some mediumship with your cards. Your mama's right here. She's got a lot to say to you. Good stuff. Okay, she's got lots to say, Gabby. So we could connect with her if you'd like to.
Okay. Yeah, that would be nice.
All right, you got a card?
Where'd it go?
Oh, you lost it? Wait, don't run away, honey. We've got a rebel card for you.
I don't even know where it went. That sucks.
Oh, what?
It's weird. I don't know what happened to it. Did anybody see what happened
Maybe
to
Maybe she's not meant to have it tonight.
No, it was the card. So.
Did you remember it at all?
It was basically like you have an idea, don't be afraid, get off your ass and go with it, basically. Something like that. It was the rebel card. And I don't know where it went. That is so weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we should stop walking around and looking crazy.
All right, sweetie, you message me
bizarre.
Or email me, and I'll answer you, okay?
Okay. You guys
and
have a nice day.
Honey, you, God bless you.
Yeah, and
you
like
know,
and like you can, we do many shows a week, and you're welcome to call in each and every single show. You just got to, or you should be early, though. Be early.
And, you know, better days are coming, Gabby. I see them for you. It's
just
putting one foot front of the other and taking
I'll try to call whenever the phone's not busy because I live in a group home filled with 12 other women.
Oh, sure, hon.
Understand.
So it's kind of like very a lot of drama and a lot of like, oh my God, you did this, you did that. So it's like very hostile. So sometimes I'm in my room. So I'll try to get you guys one way or another.
I just want you to know, Gabby, you're getting out of there. Your time there is going to be cut short. And you'll be out. You'll be taking care of your brother. Things are going to work out for you. So.
Yeah, I sense that.
Have hope and faith, and then watch what happens.
Yeah, and call us anytime that you can.
That's right.
Okay.
Take care. Stay away
you
from
too.
All the drama queens. Yeah, leave those drama queens to themselves.
That's right. They got their
own issues. Went to a pool party.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very hot here in Texas, like 100 degrees.
I was in Texas.
Yeah, I think you're in the Waco area. You're in the Waco area, are you not?
Waco?
I'm in Stevensville. I live like a few hours away from Dallas, like an hour away.
Yeah, it's beastly.
I just was looking at the area code on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Well, honey, we got to run. Thank you so much.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, there's
no
sorry. Everything's fine. It went well tonight.
Glad we got to hear from you. Take
Thank
care.
You.
God bless.
God bless. Bye.
All right. Well, and unfortunately, we're going to have to disappoint the others.
Well, because it would never actually end.
Yeah.
Every time the list keeps adding on.
The trick is get in line early. Some people start 10 minutes before the show starts.
Yep.
And if we watch for our notices that we will, like tomorrow, it's likely we'll put up a notice.
Yeah. And the Blog Talk folks that are strictly Blog Talk, they know how to search for upcoming shows.
Yeah.
And they just pop up and, you know, they sort them by when, like how far away it is for the show starting. The first ones you look at are ones that are in progress. And they know. I'm telling the Blog Talkers. They know more than I know.
It's been an awesome night. Thank you so much.